Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second, the shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third, the right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Coslow. Pitching for the New York Giants, Dave Coslow. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second, the right fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third, the center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Chuck Connors. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Turk Lown. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Turk Lown. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixes hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow takes first base on ball 4. Westrum moves to second. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Westrum moves to third. Coslow moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Westrum scores. Coslow moves to third. Stanky moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Monk Dubiel now pitching. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dubiel fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Stanky moves to third. Dark moves to second. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz, who is chasing the ball. Irvin reaches third base with a triple. Stanky scores. Dark scores. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Jeffcoat reaches third base with a triple. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jeffcoat scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Westrum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Coslow strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to third. Westrum moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Irvin. Owen reaches second base with a double. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel strikes out. Westrum drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dubiel out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 2 in the game. Mixes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Owen scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. George Spencer now pitching. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Irvin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baumholtz for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Westrum strikes out. Two outs. George Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Connors bunts towards the mound. Spencer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a pop-up towards first. Connors settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel is 0-for-1 in the game. Dubiel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mixas hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Westrum juggles the ball. That's an error on Westrum. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Thompson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-5, Giants. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Leonard now pitching. George Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baumholtz moves to second. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Connors hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smalley hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Baumholtz scores. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Cubs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Owen is walked intentionally. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-4 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davey Williams pinch runs for Don Mueller. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Giants, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.